keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver with 13 News. Kansas mental health hospitals are seeing a major shortage of nurses. Lawmakers are learning more about the issue in a special hearing at the Kansas State House. Across the state this past year, mental health hospitals spent more than $60 million on contract nurses. The VA's Eastern Kansas Health System will receive a share of $800 million for infrastructure improvements. That includes the VAs in Topeka and Leavenworth. The additional money comes from savings taken from various VA reform efforts at the national level. KDOT has increased the speed limit on K-177 just north of Council Grove to I-70 in Morris and Geary counties. According to KDOT, the speed limit's been increased now from 60 miles an hour to 65 miles an hour following the reconstruction of K-177, a speed study, and a site distance review. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 92 today under mainly sunny skies with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 68. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
At Schoen's Auto Repair, they know what you're thinking. They always look swamped. And hey, you're not wrong. They stay busy with the big repairs, but here's the thing. Schoen's still makes time for the simple stuff. Oil changes, brakes, tire rotations, fluid checks, you name it. With 6 full-time techs, they've got the team to get you in, serviced, and back on the road fast. Just because they look busy doesn't mean they can't fit you in. So next time your car needs a quick tune-up, don't wait. Call Schoen's Auto Repair at 454-3318. Schoen's Auto Repair. Small town feel, big time service.
Coming up, it's our KDNS KZDY area community calendar. To see more information on upcoming events, visit our KD Country 94 and Classic Rock Z96.3 Facebook page. The community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, providing positive options and education to young women and men facing unplanned pregnancies, as well as parenting classes, life skills training, and material aid through an Earn While You Learn program. And Mitchell County Tourism. Be a tourist in your area and discover Mitchell County. Check out what's going on to explore, live, and grow at discovermitchellcounty.com. This Wednesday and Wednesdays through Labor Day, it's the Little Red Schoolhouse Schools in Session. Located at the Roadside Park, which is the corner of Highway 24 and North Walnut Street in Beloit, every Wednesday during the Solomon Valley Farmers Market. Bring your kids and show them what school was like in the early 1900s. Many historic school books, desks, and toys can be found throughout the school. Healthy Soil, Healthy Herds Training Seminar is August 21st from 3 o'clock to August 22nd, 3:30, and the cost is $15. Join the Kansas Soil Health Alliance for a day and a half of soil health learning focused on grazing and nutrient cycling. Hear from Bryce Custer, Dr. Lance Gunderson, and farmer panels on soil tests, fertilizer alternatives, and grazing strategies. Day two includes field tours with hands-on demos led by producers and experts. Hosted by the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, local conservation districts, and partners. Space is limited, so call Jennifer at 545-5628. You're invited to the ribbon cutting and open house for the new Beloit Medical Center Lincoln Clinic that will open in September. It's this Thursday, August 21st from 2 to 5 with ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. It's at 130 East Lincoln Avenue in downtown Lincoln. The Kansas Concealed Carry Training Class is at the Glen Elder City Library this Saturday, August 23rd from 9 to 5 and cost is $75. To register, contact Alicia at 543-8253. Also, this Saturday, it's the All-In Jubilee, a super fun day for the whole family in Alton, Kansas, starting at 7 a.m. at the Front Porch Event Center for coffee and rolls, followed by a full day, car and bike shows, cake and pie contests, parade, free watermelon, money dig, food stands, Bull City Olympics, water balloon volleyball, bouncy houses, jam sessions, drawings, Jamie Campbell comedian, Bull City newlywed game, cornhole tournament, and it all ends with a free street dance featuring Kill Creek Rising. For more information, check out the Alton Jubilee Facebook page. Also, this Saturday, it's the 86th annual St. John's Harvest Festival in Beloit. Mass is at 4:30 and the meal is from 5 to 8. The beer garden opens at 5 to 10. Kids games and rides are from 6 to 9. Bingo 6:30 to 10 and raffle prizes to be drawn at 10. See more at the St. John's Harvest Festival Facebook page. Thank you for listening to this week's Community Calendar, brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Center and DiscoverMitchellCounty.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Keith W. Houghton was born August 11th, 1949, and passed away August 17th, 2025. Celebration of life services will take place at a later date and will be announced. Private family interment will be taking place. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m., with family present from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 21st, at the Roberts Family Funeral Home. Memorials may be given to the Smoky Hill Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA, Chapter 1127, or the K-State Chapter of the Farmhouse Fraternity. Ralph Leo Kimenaugh, age 86, of Beloit, passed away on August 13th. He was born May 3rd, 1939. A mass of Christian burial will take place at St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit on Friday, August 22nd at 10:30 a.m. The rosary will be prayed at 10 a.m. before the service. Memorials may be sent to the Solomon Valley Transportation or St. John's Catholic Church in care of Melby Mortuary. A celebration of life for Mildred Kuhlman, age 96, of Beloit, was Tuesday, August 19th. Mrs. Kuhlman died Tuesday, August 13th. Memorials may be given to the Lutheran World Relief or Nicole Home. Roberts Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. Condolences may be left at robertsfamilyfs.com.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals knocked off the Rangers last night 5-2 behind three homers in the contest once again. It was a first inning homer for Vinny Pasquantino to tie the game at one apiece, his 24th of the year. And then a sixth inning Mike Yastrzemski homer, his 13th of the season, to tie it at two. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his 100th career homer, his 18th on the season, to make it 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. He became the youngest Royal to hit 100 career homers, just the fourth player in Royals history with 100 homers and 100 stolen bases in his first four MLB seasons. Seth Lugo had a turnaround outing, going 6 1/3 innings, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs, while striking out 5. Anil Zerpa got the win in that inning and 2/3, giving up 1 hit and a walk. And John Schreiber got his first save of the season, going the ninth, walking just one batter. The Royals are now 65-61. Game 3 of the series with the Rangers is set for tonight at 6:40 p.m. with Noah Cameron on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.